Welcome to today's French Got Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Occupational therapist Brenda Birdsell at Pella Regional Health Center joins us on today's program to talk about Arthritis Month.
This month is National Arthritis Month. A lot of people are affected by this disease in different ways. Before we kind of get into some of the things that you do daily, for folks who maybe don't really know what they hear arthritis, don't know what it is, what are the most common causes and what are the symptoms that people may have if they have arthritis?
The causes of arthritis can be a number of things, just a deterioration of the cartilage between the two bones. It slowly breaks down, so you don't have that cushion anymore. And so then the bones start to rub against each other and can splinter over time, causing bone spurs that then irritate the lining.
What are common symptoms?
Pain and swelling, decreased use, range of motion of any joint that's affected by the arthritis.
What are the things that you do to work with people with arthritis, whether it's in their hands, and you've mentioned to me hips and knee replacements too?
Well, they come in, they get an initial evaluation, so I might measure their range of motion limitations initially to find out, you know, what their limitations are, where I can help them. Or if it's a joint replacement, can they dress themselves and what kind of adaptive equipment they might need because they have some precautions regarding that surgery, that like they can't bend past 90 degrees. So how are you going to put your socks and shoes on at that point, especially if you live alone?
So are there certain range of motion goals then that you set for people and you try to work with them on a weekly or even daily basis to try and get those? Is that how it works here?
Usually it's, yes, to also improve their range of motion, but also teach them how to better use their joints with joint protection principles, using larger joints instead of smaller joints, especially if it's in the hands, making sure they can do a home exercise program so they can keep the range of motion that they gain while they're here in therapy.
Are there things and principles, do you think, that you deal primarily with the end side of things, but things that you teach the people who have arthritis, could you teach that to somebody who maybe just starting or maybe doesn't have it yet, but ways to protect themselves? Is that something that maybe carries on?
Sure, you can do some upfront teaching ahead of time before they get arthritis, but it's, will they remember it when arthritis really hits? Such as using the larger joints again, carry your purse over your shoulder versus a handbag. So you're not in that constant grip and static positioning.
When you're working with people, you mentioned kind of that initial step. What are the ongoing things that you're doing with people that, you know, they have arthritis? They've been here a couple times already. You've kind of gotten over what maybe some of the goals are. What are the things you're doing now? Let's say I've been here for a couple months. I mean, I'm sure it varies from patient to patient, but what are the techniques and tools that are at your disposal at Pella Regional for patients that are ongoing?
A lot of the ladies that have come in recently that have arthritis, they have a lot of pain in their hands. I start them with a paraffin wax bath. Paraffin wax that's melted, it's mixed with mineral oil. You dip your hands in it, you leave it on for about 10 minutes. You can do this daily or several times a day. And it helps just warm up the joints and gets them more mobile so they're not so stiff. And I usually encourage them to purchase one of their own.
Arthritis is typically a chronic, you know, something that's ongoing, something you're not going to ever fully cure. But what kind of progress do you like to see from people? You know, what's rewarding for you to see someone who has arthritis? What are milestones to you that you think that, hey, we got them better, hey, we succeeded?
That they've had a reduction in pain, an improvement in their range of motion, and maybe increased strength, and they can return to doing something that's important to them, like just being able to fasten your bra or tie your own shoes.
And if folks have any questions about arthritis, whether they just got the diagnosis or maybe they're a step behind that, how can they get the help they need here at Pella Regional?
Well, they can start with, you know, asking their doctor, you know, if they have pain in their fingers, for a referral to occupational therapy for an assessment. If it's pain in their knees or hips, to get a referral to physical therapy so they can work and teach them with some other bigger joint exercises or pain relieving techniques. Or if they got too far deep, you know, to a surgeon.
That concludes today's French Got Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.